Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. In today's show, we're going to take a look at an area of your soul growth in this lifetime by talking about the energies and themes of the North Node. The North Node is your guiding North Star in this lifetime. It's here to show you what you're developing and growing, energies you're meant to step into and move towards, an area of soul growth that's really for your best and highest good. In astrology, we look at all components of a chart to understand more of who you are, who you came here to be and to develop, what you came to experience, how you came to work with energies, and all the many facets of your personality. The North Node, however, is essentially a North Star direction. It's what you wanted to develop intentionally in this lifetime. And the North Node is important to understand in your chart, because when you understand what you're here to embrace, move towards, or lean into on your path, you start to open up to not only the energies and themes that come forward for you throughout your life, but you also start to see people who show up with those qualities in a new way. You start to see that those people are actually guides for you or teachers who are here to show you more about your own soul growth through the energy of your North Node. So in today's podcast, I'm going to go through all 12 signs and how they relate to the North Node energies. This is where you're going to be able to understand more about your life themes and your life patterns, and perhaps some of those patterns are going to start to make sense for you as you learn more about your own North Node. Conversely, there's also a South Node, and the South Node energies are what you're here to leave behind, what you're here to step away from, and yet they can feel like a comfort zone. It's the part of you that feels very familiar. It's where you can have unconscious behaviors, unconscious energies that just seem alive or active in you. You came in with the South Node energies, and they could directly relate to a past life experience, past life themes, or just energies that your soul is very familiar with. So the North Node is what you're growing towards. And the South Node is what you are moving away from or what you're leaving behind. Now, we don't always leave behind all of our South Node tendencies, but we can learn to elevate them, to be more conscious of them, to be aware of where something feels very familiar or you have a gut level response or a knee-jerk reaction. You can see where your patterns and behaviors have shown up in your life through your South Node. But then again, you want to move towards the North Node. Follow that energy, follow that path, and understand the gifts that are being offered to you, as well as the opportunities that are coming up for you with the North Node. So if you are aware of your placement of your North Node, wherever it might be in your natal chart, whatever house, whatever astrological sign, you're going to tune in to more of your destiny. And that's one word that's associated with the North Node because it signifies where you are destined to grow. And destiny can mean many things to many people. And essentially what we're saying when, at least as I refer to destiny, is to know that this is what you really chose at a soul level to nourish and grow. And when you get into that trajectory, when you basically lock in to that intention, more things show up for you that will support you and guide you forward. It's also important to not only know where your North Node is, but to watch when the transiting sun moves across your North Node. And this is when it lights up your North Node energies. This is when the sun can really amplify and ignite your North Node energies. There can be new opportunities, new pathways, new people who show up to support your soul's growth. So it's good to be aware of this part of your chart and to be conscious of when it is activated. So not only can it be activated, of course, by the transiting sun, but it'd be activated every month by the transiting moon. And then it would have a more prominent activation when a transiting planet is conjunct your North Node, especially an outer planet, be it Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, etc. So it's a very important part of your chart because it shows part of your intention in this lifetime. And there's some types of usually rewards that come through when that North Node energy is really highlighted. It's also beneficial to be aware of the degree of your North Node, because throughout your life, you might meet one person or many people who have energies conjunct your North Node. So if your North Node is at 28 degrees of Taurus, and you meet someone who has their sun sign at 28 degrees of Taurus, then that is going to light up a part of your North Node growth. And that individual is here to teach you something, to show you how to embrace and embody the energy of that North Node in Taurus. And this can happen, of course, for any and every astrological sign. And it might be fascinating to look back on your life and look at who you have met or you have known who has energies conjunct your North Node, and what they have taught you, what they opened up to you, what they demonstrated, what they brought into your awareness that was meant to benefit your soul growth in this lifetime. So the North Node is quite a fascinating point to discover and a lifelong journey of understanding more about yourself and your potentials in this energy field. So we're going to go through all 12 of the North Node astrological signs, and I hope that this helps you pinpoint some of the basics of each North Node. I do recommend books that go into North Node energies. One of my favorites is Astrology for the Soul by the late Jan Spiller. She also wrote a book called Cosmic Love and a few other wonderful astrology books that talk about the North Node. So definitely check out her work if you want to know even more about your North Node energies. She also talks about it in terms of the house placement, which is also very important. So you want to know which astrological sign your North Node is in, and then the house placement as the area of life where this growth is happening. So if your North Node is in Aries, in this lifetime, you chose to develop your ability to truly be yourself, to be independent, to trust your gut, to follow what is true for you without needing to negotiate or compromise. You are here to follow your own path, to do something new at a soul level. And the energy of Aries is always about a pioneering energy, embarking on something fresh. And there could be areas of your life that are really bringing you into new parts of yourself, who you are, more of what you want, and understanding your power, your sense of power, your sense of self, and where you are here to be an individual in this lifetime. So the North Node in Aries is meant to be a maverick, a leader, a pioneer, and to really follow what is correct for you without putting too much emphasis on other people or their needs. If your North Node is in Taurus, you're here to establish what has real meaning to you, what is valuable to you, what is essential to you, and essentially to get to the heart of your own sense of self-love and self-worth. You're here to really embrace what has meaning to you in this lifetime, away from other people's needs or what other people have tried to persuade you, manipulate you, or get you to do. They've probably come to you wanting something from you, yet this North Node in Taurus really needs to stand strong in its sense of self. You need to stand strong in what matters to you and to feel that you can take care of yourself. There's an energy of self-reliance that your soul is developing in this lifetime. You're here to really get to the heart of what you need to live an abundant, happy life, and you're here to do it on your own terms. The North Node in Gemini. You are here to really understand more about what is logical, the data, the curiosities, to stay open to information. You're here to ask pointed questions and to get some clear facts. You're also here to trust the power of the mind and to be playful, to be aware of where your mind goes. There is an energy of a storyteller with the North Node in Gemini, as well as an activation of the throat chakra. So you're here to be aware of where your mind is of service to you, how powerful it is, the power of your thoughts, the power of your words, and how to be very intentional with what you speak. And therefore, you might find that you really need to be in communication places, that you need to be communicating in a way that gets you out of the background and to really be seen. North Node in Cancer, you are here to develop more of your feelings, to be nurturing with self, nurturing with others, to also be supportive of other people and what they're going through, to feel into situations, to drop it into your gut, and to trust your feelings. This is a lifetime of developing your feelings, of knowing that they have value, that they're meant to support you. You're here to be honest about those feelings, and you're here to stay in a place of openness, not to control, not to think you have to take charge or be the one who takes charge of everything. This is more of an opening, a flowing with situations energy, allowing yourself to be in the moment without thinking too many steps ahead and to trust that your feelings are working with you. This is also about motherhood, mothering, nurturing, and how the soul is looking to open up these parts of itself and to heal anything that is unresolved around the roles or archetypes of motherhood. The North Node in Leo is here to open you up to your creative expression. Maybe that has been repressed in the background. Maybe that has been held back in other lifetimes. But you're here to be comfortable being seen for who you are, to have the courage to be yourself in the world, to stand on your own and be an individual. This is a leadership development energy, breaking away from the pack, stepping away from the audience. Leo is here to open its heart, to develop the courage to be yourself, and to take some risks to be yourself, to be playful, to be open, to step out of the mind and step into something that just allows you to let loose. So trust what inspires you, because this North Node in Leo is showing you more of the colors of your soul and more of the energies that you can play with without needing to overthink it. The North Node in Virgo is a grounding, practical energy that's bringing you into your body. You're here to develop a very clear relationship with your physical self and your healing abilities. You're here to take all of your compassion and love and apply it, make it useful, be of service to other people. The North Node in Virgo needs to be in a role or participating in something that feels useful and beneficial. It is here to be supportive of self, supportive of others, and to use your experiences to feel solid in what you can do. This is about stepping away from where you have held back and stepping into something that holds you accountable. The Virgo energy wants to be helpful and beneficial, so part of your life's goal is to find something that really makes you feel good about being of service, how you can be a healer, how you can, again, practically contribute to others, and how you can beneficially use your energies in a way that improve something, improve a process, improve the body, improve a structure. One of the gifts of Virgo is the energy of development and improvement. And so that's something you're here to experience and offer to other people around you. The North Node in Libra is here to work with others in a cooperative manner. It's here to set down the sword and participate in a diplomatic way. The North Node in Libra is showing you more about relationships and partnerships, how you're here to work with other people, how you share your energies with others. The North Node in Libra wants things to be fair and just. And so how do you bring that forward into relationships and dynamics? This can not only show up in your personal relationships, but also in your business relationships, any types of areas of negotiation, cooperation, where you need to arrive at a consensus with others. That North Node in Libra wants goodwill, wants things to be fair. And so how do you create these experiences of understanding another person's perspective? This is where you step out of your own experience or your own limitations, and you become much more conversational, and where you talk things out and you learn to communicate in a way that supports everyone involved. The North Node in Scorpio is here to learn about the healthy uses of power, how to work with other people in an intimate, trusting manner. And it could be that trust is one of the big key words for North Node in Scorpio, that you can trust other people as long as you're trusting yourself. There's also a focus on finances, of anything that you share with others, how you merge your resources, anything with financial issues. You're here to understand how to be powerful with these areas of your life and to trust that anything that may fall away or that you may lose is actually meant to be regenerated. So the North Node in Scorpio is really learning to trust in a whole new way, to take some risks, to know what is uncertain, and to work with other people. Scorpio is the energy of cooperation with others at a very deep level, and this can relate to intimacy, psychology, sexuality, anything about going into the deeper workings of energy. This can be a powerful development for the soul as the soul sees that everything can come back around, that transformation is normal, and that taking risks is part of life. The North Node in Sagittarius is here to develop a bigger belief in oneself. The trusting energy of Sagittarius comes alive as you step outside of the mind. You don't get locked into only linear thoughts, logic, or data, but you open up to the bigger experiences in the world. How can you grow? What can you learn? How are you here to expand yourself? That North Node in Sagittarius is here to help you see things from a higher vantage point and to develop new ways of understanding the world. This is an energy that supports really broadening your horizons, and that could be through knowledge, through travel, through anything that takes you out of the mundane and helps you see how incredible the world can be when you really rely on the energy. There's also a development of intuition, of living in the moment, of freedom, of having patience, of knowing that things can happen in many ways. The North Node in Sagittarius is also here to manage expectations, to be aware of your own opinions, and to be very thoughtful in the ideas you formulate, in the ideologies and philosophies you arrive at. So there's an expansive energy with this North Node in Sagittarius, and it's here to show you more truths about yourself as well as what your energy can experience in the world. The North Node in Capricorn is here to mature in reasonable, responsible ways. The Capricorn energy is one of self-control, being able to maintain your energy field while continuing to show up and develop what matters to you. Capricorn is here to be clear in its ability to be in charge of oneself, to not rely upon others, to not dissipate or give your energy to others, but rather to stand strong in your own self-authority. This is where you're meant to really be aware of your feelings, to be aware of anything that comes in and disrupts your sense of self, and to be aware of how your energy can remain strong even amongst others, especially family members, because there can be a heavy correlation to the energies of family that you're meant to step away from and do something on your own terms, to follow your own path and to stand strong in what you know you're here to focus on and achieve. The North Node in Aquarius is here to connect and learn from energy systems bigger than oneself, to see how you are a valuable part of the whole, but to also develop your individuality throughout your lifetime, to be okay being all of yourself without thinking you need to hold back for the group or hold back for anyone else. There is a development of objectivity with the North Node in Aquarius, where you're not too attached at an ego level to any one thing or any one outcome. You're here to connect with many people, to learn from the world, if you will, to take in a variety of experiences, to step outside your own subjectivity and to see what else is happening that can show you more about other people. The energy of Aquarius loves to have good conversations and develop meaningful friendships. And so through your life, that could be a theme, is that you're really looking for those true friends, those good people, the tribe, the connections, those who really resonate with you. You're here to leave behind anything that is too much about only yourself, and to step into communal experiences, or to look at how you can share your energies with others in an equal way. The energy of Aquarius wants to relate to many people, and it could be that throughout your life you have a variety of different friendships or different people that you learn from that show you more about who you are and what you want in the world. And the North Node in Pisces is here to develop compassion. This is an energy of letting go, being easy on yourself, being easy on others, not being too critical, judgmental, not going into too much worry or guilt. The North Node in Pisces is where you're here to rise above the mundane, to rise above everyday situations, and to really develop your own spiritual perspective of your life's journey. The North Node in Pisces is here to trust its intuition, to make time for that development, to really focus on your spiritual growth, and to give yourself that time and privacy to honor your own energy field, to not think you have to always be doing for others and that you have to martyr yourself for in some way. This is the energy of really focusing on trusting yourself, trusting that amazing miracles can develop and happen, and to be open to the bigger cycles that are not in your control. They're also not within the mental constraints of our minds. So the North Node in Pisces is opening you up to a bigger spiritual perspective of it all. And it could be that these are areas of your life where you have to let go and trust as something unfolds in order to really learn and grasp the beauty of that North Node in Pisces. So obviously this was just a quick rundown of some of the energies of each sign in their North Node placement to give you insight and an opening into more of these energies. If you want to learn more, I would just recommend studying that astrological sign more. So if your North Node is in Scorpio, you want to study the higher expressions of Scorpio energy. Your North Node is in Leo. You want to study the higher expressions of the North Node in Leo, and so on, because these are the areas of your chart that, again, are going to open up opportunities for you. And if you have any planets or placements conjunct your North Node, then you're going to have support from that planet. You're going to have support from that energy field to develop in this lifetime those qualities that you came in to experience. Again, you also want to be aware of the people who come through your life who have these energies, who embody them. And I realize, especially say in a professional setting, you know, you might know someone's birthday, but you don't know their moon sign, you don't know any of their other planets. So it's good to just know where that North Node energy is. Because if you know that it's your North Node, the Sun will be conjunct your North Node on October 4th, then it could be that first week in October, October 1st through the 7th, brings in a lot of people in your life who have those birthdays. That type of a thing where you're just aware of, okay, if someone shows up with an October 4th birthday, they are a messenger. They are bringing me something. They are bringing me something to learn and grow because their sun is conjunct my North Node. And when you open up at that level, it will shift what you receive from them. It will shift what you perceive, and it will have, it's like it opens up this whole potential energy field of accelerating your own growth. Now, granted, that individual with the October 4th birthday could be experiencing very different energies or very different vibration than you, meaning they could be at a very different level of consciousness. They could show up with some very low expressions of that energy, but they're meant to show you something. And if they are showing you the lower expressions, then that's a great example of what you don't want or how you don't want to learn, right? There is a message in every one. There is a gift in every experience. So this is just being mindful of where this energy is in your chart so that when someone does come forward with that birth date or with that energy, you know that there's something you're here to learn and develop for your own soul's growth. And then sometimes people ask, well, which north node should I use? Should I use the true north node or the mean north node? And I do have a video for you on YouTube that shows the differences in these two calculations. So the north node will actually go reverse and direct multiple times throughout the month. It is a point in the sky that is always moving and shifting. So the true north node looks a little bit like a zigzag. It has this back and forth energy to it. Whereas the mean north node is a gradual energy. It's calculating the energy as it moves smoothly without the zigzag. So typically the true node and the mean node are only a degree or two apart. But this can make a difference at the time of your birth, especially when the nodes change signs. If the nodes have changed signs at the time of your birth and you're not sure which one is your correct north node, what I often recommend is that you actually focus on the south node. You look at which energy of which south node feels most comfortable for you. Because again, the south node is what's going to feel familiar. It's your comfort zone. It's what comes forward when you don't have to think about it. It's how you respond, how you react. It's something very innate. So if you can determine your south node energy and what fits for you, then that's going to help you determine which north node is more accurate for you as well. So I hope this has given you some good information to think about and to be aware of for your soul growth and just for your energy's development in this lifetime. Again, you want to be aware of when the transiting sun moves across your north node. That's when opportunities open up. The sun lights up something. It shows you a new area of growth and development. And again, you also want to be aware of when any transiting planet moves across your north node. If you want to learn transits, I have a class on this topic because it's so important in astrology. That's what we talk about in the weekly podcast every Wednesday. That's where you typically want to understand when you're like, what's happening for me this year? What's going on for me at this time? You're asking about astrology transits and how those transits are interacting with your natal chart. So I offer a course that's called Learn Astrology Transits in Your Chart, and I have it at 50% off right now because I think it's the most important thing to understand. It's an intermediate level class, meaning you should understand the basics of your natal chart. You should understand how your chart is set up, your planets, your houses, your aspects, etc. And then you bring in this understanding of transits, and it's how the transiting planets are interacting with your natal planets, and that brings alive your life right now. That shows you the patterns and the things that are happening in your world. So that information is below this podcast. Use coupon code TRANSITS to get it for 50% off, and I really hope it helps you understand more about the energies in your chart and helps you dive in to what you are developing and learning in this lifetime. So thank you all so much for joining me in today's show. I will be back on Wednesday for our next weekly intuitive astrology podcast. In the meantime, I wish you a beautiful day ahead, and I am very grateful, as always, for your time, energy, and presence. You can find out more about me at mollymccord.online. That's where all of my programs and classes can be found. And then I have my author website at consciouscoolchic.com with my 12 books, audiobooks, spiritual teachings, and consciousness topics. Thank you so much, and I'll see you back here soon.